when I was in grad school, I was trying to convince people that a wearable computer and augmented reality was an excellent research opportunity, but I wasn't getting very far. So when I took a year off in industry, I used the extra money, you know, from being an employee as opposed to a student, to make my wearable computer. And, you know, I started showing up with these big displays and this big bag. And back then, for my internet connection, I bought the cellular phone that was like one of those mobile car phones, those huge things. And, you know, I was spending a lot of money on this. And I was really very aggressive about trying to do things with it because I became convinced that using this thing as an intelligent assistant was something that made me smarter and was worth my while to research. It wasn't until 1996 we finally had good citywide commercial internet service. And, you know, it was still like around 8K baud, so it wasn't very fast. However, it was usable. And I found it so compelling that as I started writing my PhD thesis and other papers, I would be sitting on a couch in the research lab, put my head back, stare into this computer display, start typing, and just use the slow internet connection I had. And it was such a compelling experience.